All right, I'll start here. John chapter 5. This is a situation of some people around a pool called Bethesda, which in Hebrew is having to do with house of mercy or grace. And it says here, verse 1, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. As you know, five is a number of grace. And these lay a great multitude of impotent folk. Now that's not important. That's impotent. Of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. And an angel went down in a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, certain means people, all, most of the people knew him, which had an infirmity, or had an infirmity, 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, he knew he had been a long time in that case. And he said unto him, "Will thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered, said, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me." And Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. Miracles, it's interesting about them. People are drawn to miracles. And it's interesting, when miracles lapsed, when they stopped, people began to worship other gods. And this love for the miraculous is something that's intense inside of mankind, because it's man's trying to reach the unseen God. And so this miracle is something, or miracles bring them into suggesting that there's a possibility that they can do that. And somebody said, "Well, why miracles?" I put some reasons for it. And one, it's to separate people from false gods. You recall in 1 Kings chapter 18, how the worshipers of Baal were now, they were in a contest between that prophet Elisha, or Elijah, to see whose God is really God. Well, you know who won out, praise God. But this false religions is amazing how many people go there. And they go there because they don't know anywhere else to go. And the church is supposed to be a miracle house. This is what we're supposed to be able to do, and do it well. Number two, the reason for miracles is to demonstrate that Christ has risen from the dead. That he's doing the same thing today as he did when he walked the earth, except he's doing it through you. Same deal. Because, you know, a lot of people died. Buddha died. Muhammad died. But Jesus got up. (Clears throat) Why miracles? Number three, to sweep multitudes into the kingdom. It's amazing. One miracle is worth 1,000 sermons. One miracle. Why miracles? Number four, people need evidence of the gospel. One man I know, he said, if you have no proof, your faith is a fake. So God wants you to not only present the gospel, but demonstrate it. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 4 and 5, Paul says, my speech and my preaching are not in the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That your faith not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Now, he said, in the demonstration, you got to catch this. In the demonstration of the Spirit. See, of the Spirit. I'm just stopping right there first. Of the Spirit. See, you can't heal a fly. But the demonstration of the Spirit. He said something over in Matthew chapter 16, verse 20, and he's talking about the sending out of the disciples, and he charged his disciples that they should tell no man, 16, verse 20. Pardon me, Mark chapter 16 and verse 20. And he said, sending out his disciples, he said, and they went forth and preached everywhere. Watch this. The Lord working what? With them. The Lord working what? With them. The Lord working what? With them. And confirming the word with signs following. Who was confirming the word? God was. Not the people. He said, you lay hands on the sick in Jesus' name, and what will happen to the sick? They shall recover. But you can't make them recover. It's a demonstration of the Spirit. Tonight we're going to see the demonstration of the Spirit. How many of you know the Spirit of God is in here tonight? It's in here tonight. And it's not me. It's the demonstration of the Spirit. I'm being used as a vessel to give the Spirit authorization to work. Do you realize when Adam sinned, God couldn't come back in the earth and say, hey, King Zex on that man, I'm going to just make another man. No. Because the earth atmosphere no longer was, he had authority to get into it. Why? Because he turned the authority over to who? Adam. So when he did that, now Adam was in charge, but Adam gave it away. Now God can't get back in here except through a man. And boy, he came back through a man named Jesus. I'm telling you, the Son of the living God. But notice, he needed to be authorized. Even the angels had to leave the atmosphere once Adam sinned. And that's what you saw on the day of Pentecost, a rushing mighty what? Wind. That was the angels filling up the atmosphere again. Oh, yeah, we got something going on here. But I speak things, and I said, God is healing this. He's healing cancer. He's healing kidneys right now. He's healing an eye right now. See, I'm giving the Holy Spirit access. He's healing somebody's skin right now. He's healing some foot, a foot, the right foot right now. He's healing that. He's healing somebody's left hand between your fingers. He's healing somebody's right now. Their kidneys are being healed. Come on. Oh, new kidneys are being restored. And also in your hair, there's been problems with your hair, and God is healing that. I guess it came from some kind of caustic something that came on they were using in the beauty shop or something. You're being healed of that in Jesus' name. Glory to God. You're being healed of your left knee, and cartilage is being put back in. And also you being healed of a right shoulder, right elbow too. Praise God. Right now. See, I'm authorizing. Are you following what I'm saying? But he's the healer. The Lord working with them. over television right now. It's coming into your nose, up there in your nose. That's being healed. It's being opened up. And your tubes for your lungs, it's being opened up right now so you can breathe properly. And that emphysema now is being canceled. It ran in your family, and God's cutting it out right now in Jesus' name. Pancreas is healed now. It's healed now in Jesus' name. And I'm just saying, I'm authorizing the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he healed them all. Woo-wee. Woo-wee. Well, God's starting early here. Starting early. Oh, he's a healing God. He's a healing God. He's a healing God. See, when you get it, just give him praise. See, you don't have to feel it first. Just give him praise. And you will feel it. Woo-wee. Glory to God. 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 Hey, hey, hey. Oh, in the back. Back, ooh, a lot of backs are being healed now. A lot of backs. Come on, he's putting new whatever there are between the vertebrae. He's putting new ones in there. Come on, somebody's vertebrae has been damaged and it's healed right now. It's healed right, oh yeah. Eyes, ears open. Pop, pop, that's what he told me. Pop, they're coming open. Excitalabahanda. Hey. All right, take your seats. Now, while I'm teaching, he's still doing that. Because he's just, all he wants is access. Oh, glory to glory to God. Nah. High blood pressure, you come down in Jesus' name. Hey. Sugar, you are normal in Jesus' name. Hey. Your pancreas secretes proper amounts of insulin. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Say thank you, Lord. Now, don't be surprised if you supernaturally lose weight while I'm talking here. Don't be surprised now if you supernaturally lose it. See, this is a church. This is where it's supposed to take place. It's not behind four walls. It's in the people. And this is where it's supposed to take place. We're looking for supernatural. We've had plenty of natural. We need some super on our natural. Now, let me return to what I was saying. Am I on number five now? Or am I on number five? Help me, somebody. Number five, return people to faith in God. Return people to faith in God. Been a lot of philosophy preached. And all kinds of ecclesiastical doctrines and humanism. But where is the Word of God? Number six, people's need to be spiritually awakened. That's what miracles do. Now, in this, miracles are not hard. You just got to leave room for them to manifest. Now, I'm just going to cover this. I'm coming back to my John chapter 5 here. But over in Mark's Gospel chapter 2, this is what happened. This man, Jesus was preaching in this house, and all the people were there. And the Bible says in verse 2, straightway, many were gathered together in so much there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word to them. Now, I got a feeling some of those religious leaders were in there too. You see them donkeys outside with mud flaps on them and so forth. These religious leaders, Cadillacs. And verse 3. And they come to him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which is born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the... Oh, yeke boshada. Boy, God is healing right now as I'm talking. My goodness. Down in the abdomen section, there's healing taking place. You'll feel it. You'll feel the heat take place sometimes. He said, uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. And when Jesus saw their what? Faith. He said to the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But when the certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why does this man speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they had reasoned, they reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your heart? Whether it's easy to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise, take up thy bed, and walk. Verse 12, and immediately he arose and took up the bed and went before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God. Glory to God. Now this is the account that I'm talking about, that Jesus here is preaching and they let down a man from the rooftop. Now they broke this roof open. Now how would you like somebody to come over to your house and you having a Bible study in there, and they can't get in, so they're gonna tear open your roof. There's some serious brothers here. But they let down this man on this cot. Now I say that the four guys really had some faith. But this brother on this cot had to have something to lay there while they let him down on that roof. Am I right about it? Because he couldn't even get up, you know. Well, they let him down, and Jesus said, it's easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to rise, take up your bed, and walk. See, this is that double cure. See, this is what he said in 1 Peter 2:24. He said this. He said, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, on the cross, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. You see what I'm saying? See, he's saying it came in the same package. See, he's saying, wait a minute. Just like he saved you, he healed you. Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, come on, and healed all thy diseases. Somebody say double cure. It's a double cure going on. But what Jesus was saying, now is it easier to get saved than to get healed? No. Somebody thought of that in their mind. That's in somebody's mind. It just is easy to get healed as it is to get saved. See, when you're going to get born again, you're going to get born again by faith. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8 and 9. By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It's not of works, lest anyone should boast. So right there, you got saved by faith. Now, if you want to get healed, you're going to have to get healed by faith. That's what the woman did. She touched the hem of his garment, and the Bible said virtue flowed out of him. And he said, I think it's in the last verse, wherever it is, it says, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. See? And go in peace and behold of thy plague. I think it's verse 34, if I'm correct. But he said, go, what number is it? Number 34? Mark 5 and verse 34, I think it is. And he said, go in peace and behold, I want you to see this, praise God. He said to her, daughter, thy what?
Faith.
Come on, say it one more time.
Faith.
Hath made thee whole. Go in peace and behold of thy plague. See, it's no difference. The difference is in our thinking. And the difference is in our thinking because we've taken healing and subscribed our healing to men or people. See, I got to go here to get healed. I got to take this to get healed. And I got so forth. Nothing against that, because if you don't have faith, the doctor's the best friend you can have. Other than Jesus, if you will. But if you do have faith, then you don't need to let anyone tell you it takes 6 months. Come on, it takes several treatments. Now, that's all right if you don't have faith. But tonight, I'm going to introduce faith. This is what, you go to the hospital and deal with that. You come in here, you're going to deal with faith. And if you, whatever you agree with is what you will get, because that's the law God set up. So if you agree with 6 months, then you got to wait 6 months. Over in Matthew chapter 18, verse 19 and 20, he says this, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of our Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. I asked one of the sisters up here. She said, praise God, went back and had a totally clean report off of that cancer. I said, "How? What do you think the biggest reason for you being able to manifest that?" She said, because I never let myself say what they said. Now, I'm not talking about them, because if they don't say what they see on the thing, then they know they can be sued out there. I mean, it's a lot of folk waiting on that. You know, but they've been professionally trained for that. But you've got also apostles of healing that know also there's a faith side. Say amen. So I'm not going to agree with what they said about me. I'm going to agree with what Jesus said about me. We're not putting anybody down here, because people have been professionally. God has people, lawyers, God has people who are doctors, God has people who are Indian chiefs. But he got people that are everywhere. My point to you is that now you know more, so you can do more. And I'm just saying, if you don't have that kind of faith, then that's where you go. But in here, I'm talking about faith. So I'm not putting anybody down. I'm just talking about faith. Say amen.
Amen.
Now, I'm not talking about just getting healed. I'm talking about a miracle. And just getting healed, even if you believe God, you can get healed over time. In the scriptures, it said in John, and when did he start to amend? That means, when did he start to get better? You got what I'm saying?
Yes,
so you can start getting better tonight.
Yes.
I'm not even looking for that. I'm looking for you to be better tonight. Come on now. I'm talking about miracles, man. I'm talking about what Jesus worked. That's all I'm talking about. I'm saying, if you come, we haven't been taught this, folks. But I'm teaching it, and you got to be bold to teach this. Because there are forces even now trying to tell me, well, don't think that. People are going to think bad about it. Hey, I don't care what people think. I'm going to be held accountable for a pastor that taught you exactly what the Word of God said. It said, if any among you sick, that's James chapter 5, verse 14. If any among you sick, let him call for the elders of the church. Come on. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And come on, moving thing, man. Hey, don't try to pump me. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if they've been committed any sins, what will happen?
They'll be forgiven.
Say amen.
Amen.
So I got to teach some of this.
Yes, sir.
I can't just teach something outside. I got to teach, wait a minute, I got to teach this.
Yes,
put it back up there, praise God. I got to teach this. I'm pointing at it while you put it up there. Now, don't come in here think I'm going to teach something else, because that's what's got the church where it is. It's easy to get healed as it is to get saved. Say amen.
Amen.
And I'm talking about healed out of stage 4 cancer. Tonight. In Matthew 15, he said, and Jesus healed the maimed. The maimed were healed. Matthew 15, the maimed were healed. Folks, maimed means something was cut off. I said something was cut off. Watch this. It's as easy to get a new part on your body as it is to get saved. Now you shout me down if you want to. Verse 30. Look what it says in verse 30. It says this. Glory to God. Matthew 15 and verse 30, please. He said, and great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, come on, blind, come on, dumb, come on, maimed, and what? Many others. And he cast them down at Jesus' feet. And what did he do with them? He healed them. Keep going. Insomuch that the multitudes wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be made whole, the lame to walk, the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel.
Yes, sir.
Then it had the nerve to say in John chapter 14 and verse 10, this is what Jesus said. He said this. He said, believest thou that I'm in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he's doing the work. Then verse 14 says this, 12. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth, come on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Do you believe on Jesus?
Yes.
He said the works that he did, you can do too. Now, I know you're looking at the preacher, but one of the things that he uses me for is to give you the gospel, to give you the word, and to show you an example of what God can do.
Amen.
But he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. It didn't say the signs shall follow them because they're a preacher. It said the signs shall follow them because they are a reacher. And they can reach out and touch somebody in the name of Jesus, and they shall be made whole. Now, why did I read that first part of this man by this pool? Because this man had been hanging around this pool how long? 38 years. Now, God, let me do a little teaching here. Can I do a little teaching here? Go with me to Genesis, and Genesis, glory to God. Genesis chapter 1, please. Genesis chapter 1. It's all good. Genesis chapter 1. Look what it says here. This is good stuff. The thing you can't do is back up on it. See, I have a scripture that I confess, God's word even before kings. See, I don't want anybody in any profession or any position to intimidate me of saying what God said. They will never doubt. You will never see that come from me. Look what he said in Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for a sign and for seasons and for days and for years. Now, you see that, what he said right there? That's time. So you can put it in your Bible. This is God putting in the earth something called time. Verse 15. And let them be for light in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Verse 16. And God made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day. What do we call that? Sun. And the lesser light to rule the night. What do we call that? Moon. And he made the stars what? Also. Verse 17. And God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw, come on, it was good. And the evening and the morning were the what day?
Fourth day.
So the fourth day is the day God made time. Got it? He made the stars. Did he make the stars?
Yes.
He made the moon. Did he make the moon?
Yes.
And he put seasons in. So God did all of that himself. Look at Psalm chapter 8, please. Over in Psalm chapter 8, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. He said in verse 3, when I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast what? Ordained, set in the atmosphere. What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visited him? For thou hast made him a little lower than who? Angels. And hast crowned him with what? Glory and honor. Thou madest him to have what? Dominion over the works of thy hands. And thou hast put how many things? All things on his feet. Let me ask you this. Were the moon and the stars a work of God's hands?
Yes.
Now, God said that he now has made you a little lower than angels, meaning God. This is the only place it was translated God. And have crowned him with glory and honor, position, and hath made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Now, the works of thy hands of God are moon and stars. And God made man to have dominion over the works of his hands. So if moon, stars, seasons, time is a work of God's hands, because in God there is no time, then we know that we have dominion over the works of his hands. Am I right about it? So if I've got dominion over things that he created in Genesis chapter 1, verse whatever it is, then we know, wait a minute, that I've got dominion over time. Now, this is the way the first Adam lived. And what happened was Adam now had dominion over time. In other words, faith is a dominant force given to man to rule over time. Now, it's a rule over matter. It's a rule over the universe. It's a rule over things. So faith is a higher law than time. Romans chapter 3:27. Just track with me. Romans 3:27 says this. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay. But the law of what? Faith. So faith is a law. Time is a law. Because time marches on. Didn't we say that? And time is money. Didn't we say that? Well, time is not money. Time is matter. Now, stay with me here. See, time is substance. Time is like the tree, or it's like the plant, or it's like the stars. It's something that God created, and he threw it into the earth to keep order. But you and I can override time. Lord, have mercy. Stay with me now. Faith is the dominant force that was given to man to govern time. He can manipulate it. He can have dominion over it. I'm talking about time now. Now, why am I giving you this? Because miracles are an interruption of time. You see, come on now. I'm just saying, you could be treated by a physician, and that will, over time, you can get healed. Say amen to that. Amen. And that's true. But tonight, we're going to be treated by the great physician directly. And the great physician is going to override time. And he's going to bring you to no time at all. So where it normally would take you time to see an expression of the word working in your life, which can happen depending on your faith. Today, tonight, we're going to put all our faith together, and we're going to believe God that time is going to be overridden tonight. That whatever's wrong with you is going to be healed tonight. Are y'all with me? So I'm just saying, time. Now, when you have dominion over time, then you can dictate when things will happen. Oh Lord, am I going too far now? I said, when you have dominion over time, you can dictate when things will happen. In other words, let's go back to John chapter 5 again. Here's the man. He's by the pool of Bethesda. Now let's see what time plays a part. It says here that in verse 3, there lay a great multitude of impotent folk, blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. What were they doing? Waiting. Say waiting.
Waiting.
And some people get mixed up. They see that with faith and patience, we inherit the promise. Or they see scriptures like, wait on the Lord, so forth and so on. But you need to find out what context that's in, and need to find out exactly how that's being used right there. You don't have to wait on your healing. The reason why is because your healing was wrought 2,000 years ago. So you don't need to wait on it to happen. See, it's already happened. You're not waiting on God. Let me go on down to verse 4. And the angel went down to a certain season into the pool, he troubled the water, and whosoever first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. So anything they had got healed. But wait a minute. He said, and a certain man was there which had an infirmity. How many years? Say a long time. And when Jesus saw him lie, knew that he had been a long time in that case, he said to him, will you be made whole? In other words, are you ready to be healed?
Yes.
He's not talking about over time. Are you ready to be healed?
Yes.
Right now.
Yes.
Watch this. The impotent man answered, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool, but while I'm coming, somebody steps down before me, blah, 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 blah. Jesus said, man, rise. Take up your bed and walk. Faith demands work. The works that you do are not the works of the flesh, it's the works of the spirit. In other words, do what you couldn't do before. Now, a lot of people look at themselves and say, wait a minute, hold on, how can I do what I couldn't do before? Because if you have believing in your heart and faith in your mouth, then God will work with you, because once you apply faith to it, it brings the power of God in on your situation and delivers you from whatever held you back. Say amen.
Amen.
Woo! Now, let's look at another one. Look at Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 11. And it came to pass, as they went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria of Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him a man, 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, come on, have mercy on us. Did mercy is still there, see? It's because it's a love of God. See, he loves you. Watch this. He wants to heal you. Let me just use my word. Badder than you want to be healed. Oh, have mercy. You got to hear me say, he wants to take care of your need worse than you want him to do it. He's right over you right now saying, come on, come on there. You can get in there. Come on, give me a chance. Let me get in there. And so forth. Folks, he's not holding it back because Jesus paid for it. He's trying to get it to the whole body of Christ. He doesn't want you to be believing for healing every week. He wants you to stay perfectly whole. And verse 14, and when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priest. And they came as they went, they were healed. Now, what's wrong with that? They weren't supposed to show themselves to the priest. Why weren't they supposed to show themselves to the priest? Because they had leprosy. And when you have leprosy and it's noted on your body, then you're not supposed to go to the priest because it's obvious you had leprosy. The priest only chose to see you when the leprosy looked like it cleared up. And then the priest pronounces some things and pours some oil or whatever ceremonial thing they do and then let you go back with the rest to the people. But now in this particular case, they called on Jesus. Well, when they called on Jesus, he knew that he had paid the price for all of their sins. And what he was doing, he wasn't trying to deal with it from the perspective of him going to the cross. He was dealing with them on the perspective that before the foundation of the world, he went to the cross. Say amen. Boy, y'all got to see this here. And so what happened was, he said, go show yourself to the priest. Notice what they didn't say. We can't. We got the leprosy. They didn't say that. The Bible says, as they got up and did something that they couldn't do in the natural, say amen. As they went, what happened? They were healed. I'm talking about crazy faith. I'm talking about when you hear the word of God, it's going to do something to you that's going to make you press your way through the crowd. It's going to make you take your bed and walk. It's going to make you tear open a roof and let a man down in there. It's going to make you press through and touch the hem of his garment, because you can tell people that's got faith. They ain't looking at nobody. They ain't looking at no system. They're not looking at what people think about them. They just headed toward Jesus. And I'm telling you tonight, somebody's got faith to be made whole. You've been sick long enough. You've been in that long enough. And some of you been in that because you are too embarrassed. Because what sickness is in your body is something that you don't want nobody to know about. God's going to heal that. You don't need to tell another person. God's going to heal you tonight. I'm talking about God's going to heal you tonight. I'm saying he's going to heal a disease that's in your abdomen. He's going to heal. Come on. I said, tonight you shall be made whole. Now the Holy Ghost is working right now. The Holy Ghost is working right now. Now, waiting for the moving of the water. What were they waiting for? They're waiting for something they can see and feel, touch, taste. You don't need to wait for that. The only thing you're waiting on is the word. And tonight, you got it. And watch this. And watch this. And Jesus gave it to him. He said, rise, come on. Take up your bed and walk. When? Now. No. Folks, in the natural, it was impossible.
Yes, sir.
If you had to ask a physician or a professional about it, you'd say you can't do it.
Yes, sir.
But you're not asking them about it.
That's right.
You're going to one source right now,
yes,
and that's the word of God.
Yes,
And that's all right. I'm just saying all of it's healing. But I'm saying tonight we're going to get the miracle. I was staying in Sister Beverly's. My family and I were staying when we first got here with Sister Beverly. And I tell you, every time we tried to move out and move in an apartment, something would break down, the enemy, something would happen, and we had to pay the money. We didn't have any money. So I said, Lord, I went on a three-day fast. I said, how to get out of here? He said, on that fast, he said, decree a thing. Now that's found in Job chapter 22 and verse 28. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established. All right? Now what did I do? When you get to operating in this like God wants you to, you tell time what time it's going to happen. You better hear what I'm saying. You tell, didn't David say, this day shall the Lord deliver you? Come on. Into my hand. Am I right about it? I said, okay, we'll be moving in 7 days. What happened? 6 days came. I said, praise God, baby, we'll be moving in 6 days. She said, all right, praise the Lord. Then 5 days came. Praise God, baby, we'll be moving in 5 days. Then it started coming out. She said, where are we going? See, sense knowledge preaching makes no faith. But faith preaching makes no sense. It makes no sense. You preach to a bunch of people who are so natural-minded, and you preach to them something about faith, they'll almost get insulted. You know why? Because they're secure in what they can feel, touch, taste, smell, and do. But you're going to be secure in God. If God's word said it, you're going to anchor yourself on it. Are you following what I'm saying? So don't be moved by people who don't want this. That's why I said, you know, people who are not supposed to be in this church, supposed to be somewhere else, go on over there. Because this church is going to be healing, going to be deliverance. Come on now. I'm talking about in the church. Now, there's some things we got to do. You got to eat right and can't eat pork chop every day and so forth and so on. Come on, you know that. And if you really connect to God, he's going to tell you when your diet is not right. He's going to tell you, lay off them pancakes, honey. Lay off them. Start eating more vegetables. Come on now. Are you with me? So I'm not saying that things can't help you, some supplements, so forth, I can't help you. But tonight, we're talking about miracles. Can we talk about miracles? You'd be surprised how many people don't want you to talk about that. Because you're cutting man out. They don't want to be cut out because they're making money. They don't want to be cut out because people got control. They don't want to be cut out. And tell you, and all that's going to have to pay in the end. That's going to be judged. Because Jesus is going to be Lord over everything. He said, in the end, every knee is going to have to bow. All right, so where are we? We're at a time for miracles.
Yes, sir.
I said we're at a time for miracles. And I want you to know right now that tonight is your night. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Tonight is your night. I told you now put it up there, Galatians chapter 3 and verse 5. Put it up. Look what he says. He says, he therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the what? Works of the law, or by the what? Hearing of faith. All right. Here's your faith. You ready?
Yes.
Isaiah chapter 53:4. I'm going to read that. Now I'm giving you faith for your miracle tonight. Surely he hath borne your griefs and carried your sorrows. Now, could you take that verse and put it up there in the Amplified translation, please? Look what he says. Surely he has borne your griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, come on, and distresses, and carried your what? Sorrows. Keep going. Pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted of God, as if with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised, come on, for our guilt and iniquity. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him, and with his stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. Do you hear what I'm saying? And what you have to do, if you don't sense something manifesting right away, then you need to focus in on that word. You need to take it, say it 7 times in the morning, 7 times at night for 7 days. Glory to God, for 7 days. Now, focus right in on it. Now, notice what he said to him over in Numbers. He said, now, those who are bitten by snakes, put a brass serpent on this pole, and everybody that looks on it is going to be healed. See, that's what he's saying. Everyone that looks on this promise going to be healed. Amen. Do you hear what I'm saying? See, when you look on it, glory to God, you make the exchange. Yes, sir. Let's look at Romans chapter 8 and verse 11, please. Do I have some believers in the house? I said, do I have some believers in the house? Folks, this will heal your mind too. I mean, you might have come in here stupid, but you're going to leave out with some sense. Look what he says. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also, come on, quicken what? Your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Wow. Now give me that in the Amplified. Let's see, can we make another degree of glory to God? Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. If the spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised up Christ Jesus from the dead will also restore to life your mortal, short-lived, perishable bodies through his spirit which dwells in you. Give me the NIV translation, please. Let's just see another degree of clarity. Praise God. He said this. He says, and if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he will raise Christ from the dead. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body because of his spirit who lives in you. God raised Jesus from the dead. Notice, he had all these whiplashes and everything on it. Glory to God. I got to get my Bible. And everything on it. And look at the book of Job. Look at the book of Job. Job chapter 2. We're getting some healing right now. Job chapter 2. And look at Job chapter 2, what happened to him. Verse 7. So when Satan went forth and from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with what? Sore boils from the sole of his foot to the crown. All right? Now, this is kind of interesting because there's another scripture in the book of Job. Job chapter 33. Over in Job chapter 33 and verse 25. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's, and he shall return to the days, come on, of his youth. See, if you find it in here, it belongs to you. Praise God. Look at 2 Kings chapter 5. And over in 2 Kings chapter 5, this Syrian came to Jesus. Now, this is one that he came to the prophet. And this is the one that Jesus even preaches on. His name was Naaman. He was a captain in the Assyrian army, but he was a leper. And he wanted to get healed because that was embarrassing for him. So he went down to the prophet. The prophet told him something. He said, glory to God. He said in verse 10, and Elijah sent the messenger to him saying, now go wash in Jordan 7 times and thy flesh shall come again to thee and thou shalt be clean. So notice the prophet didn't touch him. He told him to go do something. Is this the right congregation I'm talking to? Now what man did, he turned and walked away. Why? Because he's full of pride. And pride will block the door to God's healing power. But his servant told him, said, if he told you to do something great, would you have done it? And he said, well, yeah. So what did he do? He went in verse 14, and he went down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan. Watch this. According to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again, like unto the flesh of a what? Like to the flesh of a who? And he was what? Now, God didn't just put it back like it's supposed to be. God gave him an extra kicker in there. Come on now. Now, if he did it for a Syrian, won't he do it for one of his kids? So what am I telling you now? Because this is what I want to talk about. It's a time of miracles. And the time is right now that we've been putting it off and so forth and putting up with stuff and living with something. It's time to get it all wiped out. It's time to have your body. So for the first time in your life, there is nothing broken. There is nothing missing. And there's nothing sick, diseased, or infirm. For the first time in your life, we're going to get you there. Because we all going there. You know where we're going? Back to Eden. We're going back to Eden. Look what it said in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 21. Praise God. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 21, he says this. That your days may be multiplied and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware to your fathers to give them as the days, come on, of heaven upon the earth. You see, God planned for you to walk in heaven's atmosphere right on this planet and produce the Garden of Eden everywhere you go. So this is time now. This is time to rule over time. The man was 38 years with that illness, sickness, but Jesus made him whole. I'll come back there one more time and we'll finish up there. And we'll then declare some things and pray for the sick, because out of all this, you ought not be sick anymore. Let's just keep going now, because look what he says down in verse 6. And Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been a long time in this case. And he said unto him, will thou be made whole? In other words, get your desire up. Some people don't desire enough to be made whole. Verse 7. And the impotent man answers, sir, I have no man. When the water is troubled, to put me in the pool. But while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. One, get rid of all your bitterness. If there's some bitterness in your heart against your neighbor and aught against him, let him go. Let him go. Tonight is your night for miracles. The other thing, stop making excuses. Stop making excuses. Just be prepared that you're not going to take no for an answer. Tonight, you're going to be, say amen to that. Verse 8, and Jesus said to him, rise. Take up thy bed and walk. And here's what I want to say about that. Before you get up on the outside, you're going to have to get up on the inside. Folks, when you feel condemned, when you feel inferior and all of that, that's Satan trying to keep you from receiving the kind of faith that it takes to stand up. I'm here to tell you, you are royalty. I said, you are the king's kids. Say amen to that. I don't care what you've been through. God says you are his, you are his offspring, and he's got an inheritance for you, and healing is part of it. Watch this. And immediately, somebody say immediately.
Immediately.
That means when?
Now.
The man was made whole. He took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was a what? Sabbath. Watch this. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, is it not the Sabbath day? Is it not lawful for you to carry your bed? Now look here. They said it was a certain man. That means they knew who he was. Come on, they knew his daddy. Come on, they knew his granddaddy. Come on now, put yourself in there. They knew his whole family. They knew he had been sick that long time, but they weren't concerned about him getting ahead. And it's amazing how when I got this shopping mall, I thought they're gonna rejoice. But some got kind of envious and mad about it. Come on now. I'm saying there are folks that seen you down so long that when you stand up, some people think, well, how did you get standing up? You think they'd raise their hands and praise God. But I'm telling you, don't be moved by what they say and how they feel. Understand that God has made you whole. And tonight is your night for a miracle. You don't have to put it off for another year, another month, another week. You put it off right now. Tonight is your night. This night will your infirmity be made whole. This night will whatever's been troubling you be removed. This night, glory to God. This night, this night, this night, this night. Woo-hoo-hoo. From the sole of your foot to the crown of your head, be made whole. Well, that's it right there. That's it. That's it. We got the devil where we want him now. Now, don't go by how you feel. Start doing something you couldn't do. Praise God. Because God is a healer. Jesus is in the house. Say amen to that. I said he is in the house. And don't let anything come in on you and tell you something didn't work. It did work. See, it's not up us to do it. It's up to us to receive it. Jesus already did it. Now we gotta receive it. No more nightmares. No more sleepless night. Insomnia, go. Come on. Insomnia, I said go. I said leave them right now. So right now, I release the healing anointing and the miracle anointing into this house. And everything that's troubling you from the crown of your head to the soles of your foot is being healed right now. I said it's being healed right now. It's being healed right now. I said it's being healed right now. Give me a healing song over there. It's been healed right now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Miracle song. Praise God. It's being healed right now. Ha, ha, ha. It's being healed right now. I said it's being healed right now. It's being healed, healed, healed. Miracles, miracles right now. Right now. Miracles right now. Miracles right now. Come on, your fingers. They had arthritis. Don't have them anymore. That's gone. That's gone right now. Come on. And your whole wrist right now. Even that arm. Just shake it now. Praise God. Come on. Give me something here. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. 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 Ha ha. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Glory to God. Glory to God. And by internet, come on. You're being healed right now in Jesus' name. There is no distance in the spirit. Faith has dominion over time, space, and matter. Right now in Jesus' name, I speak healing to you. I speak healing. Put your hand on the face of that computer, on your mobile device. Put your hand on it right now. The anointing is flowing. The anointing is flowing. It's flowing through it right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. There's a healing power. Healing power. Healing power. The healing power. It's over here right now. The healing power of God. The healing power. Glory to God. The deliverance power. In Jesus' name. I said in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Father, we thank you now. We thank you for healing. Come on. Come on. The Bible says, they that observe lying wonders forsake their own mercy. When Jonah began to praise God, the fish spit him out. I'm saying start praising God. And the fish, whatever's binding you, is going to spit you out. Start praising him. Start praising him. Praising him right now. Praising him right now. Praising him right now. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. We're not done. Come on. You're going to start praising him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, it's just as easy to get healed as it is to get saved. Come on, let God have his way. Praise him now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I feel it in my hand. That heat is in my hand. There's a healer. The healer is in here now. The healer is in here now. Glory to God. Hey, hey, hey. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Aha. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Now. Woo-wee! You've been to the doctor, and the doctor has diagnosed something, and he is either saying, you're going to have to live with this, or something. And that has been the doctor's report. I'm talking about somebody's been to the doctor, whoever that is. Come up here and stand in this line. You've been to the doctor. Don't lie. Don't lie. If you haven't been to the doctor and he said that, don't you come up here. You get yourself in the wrong place with God. Come right up here and stand right here. Don't you lie. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. No. You can stand them all. Stand them right here in a line, in a line, in a line, in a line, in a line. And right here. You don't come up here if you haven't been to the doctor and told you that. Don't you come up here. You mess up the anointing. A lot of people counting on this. All right, I can't handle any more of them. Can you come back and wait till I get to under this first line? I don't want two lines. I said, wait till I get done with the first line. Go over to the side, to the sides, to the sides, to the sides, to the sides. Okay, first line, one line, one line, one line. Move, praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know what he told you, but he's doing the best he can. But now you came to a miracle service. You came here to now see the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith will not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. You came to see the kingdom of God being manifested. The kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So tonight, we're expecting a miracle in your life. Now, you've been that way for a long time. But God is saying, tonight is your night. This is the time that you are going to see his power on your life and in your life. Now, when you get it, don't forget about God. understand that he's the healer, Jesus is the healer, and we're going to serve him. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And Satan has not done anything that Jesus cannot undo. Now, I'm just coming by you as I lay hands on you in Jesus' name. The Bible says, as I lay hands on you, you shall be made whole. Yes. They that believe shall lay hands on the sick, yes, and they shall recover. Now, you might feel something, you might not feel something, but you just get yourself ready to receive. It doesn't make any difference who you are. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus. Be healed in Jesus. Be healed. That is. Woo. Woo. Healed. That is. Healed. Healed. That is. Healed. Oh, yeah. Healed. That's it. Healed. Oh. Healed in Jesus' name. Oh, yeah. Healed. Healed. Oh. Healed. And healed in Jesus' name. Healed. Oh, that is. Woo. Healed. Healed. Come out of him. I said, come out.